recording.
Thank you for coming to the Rancho Marietta Community Service District Special Board Meeting, April 12th at 4 p.m. Amelia, roll call, please.
Director Mayhew.
Here.
Director Butler.
Here.
Director Janko.
Here.
Director Booth.
Present.
Director Paul.
Here.
Thank you, Amelia. I make a motion to adopt the agenda. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Director Butler. Roll call, Director Mayhew.
Aye.
Director
Butler. No.
Aye.
Director Janko.
Aye.
Director Butler.
Aye.
Director Booth.
Aye.
Trying to keep you guys on your toes.
Comments from the public. Item 3, not seeing any. I do have a follow-up from the last board meeting. A resident requested, and by my notes, it was regarding the former GM's severance package. Specifically, it was the number of vacation hours, and that was at 218.7 hours of vacation pay. Not seeing any other comments from the public. We'll move on to item number 4. This is specifically our regular board meeting for the month of May, which is the 17th. I know there's some conflict, a couple of issues. One, the 218 notice was pushed back a couple of days, so I think the 19th is as soon as we could have the meeting, but I know you're out of town anyways on the 19th. I'm sorry, the 17th. So we're looking at anywhere from the 24th or the 30th or the 31st. So, and I know, Director Janko, you mentioned if we're going to move it, to have some discussion on it. So that's kind of where we're at. So I'll just go down the row. Martin, preference, if it's 1 week, 2 weeks pushback?
I'm okay on the 24th. What's the next one?
It would be either 30th or 31st. 29th is a federal holiday, Memorial Day.
I'm good with those two.
Okay. Director Booth?
Yeah, I'm unavailable the entire week of the 21st, so the 30th or 31st would be the first available dates for me, and either of those would be fine for me.
Okay. Director Butler?
Everything's fine for me.
Perfect.
I have no life. This is my life.
This is it, huh?
Yeah.
Welcome to it.
Wow.
Randy.
I feel very sad right now.
Thank you.
I have all those dates open.
Okay. Then why don't we, unless you see a conflict someplace very quickly, Amelia, and actually Mr. Ramos, would the 31st work for you?
Available, yes.
Okay. Amelia, could we move it to the 31st, and obviously it'll come up in the next board meeting. We'll make the announcement under meetings, but it'll go to the 31st. That way we get a maximum number of board members available.
What will happen to committee
meetings? So there's no meeting on the 17th.
No meeting on the 17th. So
committee meetings stay the same. It just makes a quick turnaround for the district secretary to write the oh no, it makes a longer turnaround for me to write the committee meetings and get them into that board packet to write the minutes.
Right.
It's all good, yeah.
Where it's tough is June comes right around.
Yeah, because Wednesday, then.
Right.
That's what I meant.
The very next day is committee meeting, so they'll stay, unless you want to change it. But
no.
They should stay the same.
Yeah, there's not an impact.
Too many changes, I get lost.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Unless you get something from that board meeting that you wanted to put on a committee agenda.
Understand.
So, okay. Know what's going to happen at the board meeting previously before it happens.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amelia. Item number 5 is closed session. There are two items. First is a conference with legal counsel on litigation. And the second is closed session regarding appointment of the general manager. After closed session, we'll come back to open session. I'm anticipating probably an hour and a half it would be my soonest, so that would put us at 5:30-ish, and I'll know more at that point. So at this point, we're going to recess to closed session. And again, I'm shooting for a 5:30, but and again, I don't see any earth-shattering coming out, Gail, of it. But again, it's legal counsel needs to, I won't say admonish the board president, but I'm sure that's involved.
I think appointment of the general manager would be
earth-shattering. And that, we could have it or not. But again, my timeline is maybe an hour and a half would be the soonest, just so you're aware.
And okay. I'll post the recording first thing in the morning.
Okay, I have 4:05. We'll go into closed session, please. And the conference room is set up for... Good evening, folks in the audience. report out from closed session. It's 8 p.m. Item 5, direction was given to staff and no decisions were made. It was brought to my attention by staff. There's a logistical issue for rescheduling the May 17th meeting. We had rescheduled it to the 31st, but there are, like I said, logistical issues. So I would ask the board to look at their calendars. It really looks like July 7th would be the most appropriate timeline.
Excuse me, Tim, I think you mean June 7th?
I'm sorry, thank you. June 7th,
yes.
Timeline for our regular board meeting, and this is to meet the Prop 218 notices that went out and those types of things. Speaking to legal counsel, there is no timeline for us to come back then on the 21st and make the final decision to the budgetary process. So it's not the
21st of June.
Yeah, the 21st, which would be our regularly scheduled board meeting, which would normally be our fiscal adoption for the upcoming fiscal year. There isn't a timeline where we have to push that back because our May meeting got pushed back, and it's just logistical issues. Does the 7th work? I'll just go down, Director Pohl. And if you're going to be out of the country, I don't really need that as an excuse, but Director Pohl?
I'm available.
Okay. Director Booth?
Yes, I'll be available.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Janko?
No.
No. Okay. So moving forward, I will give direction to staff that will move it to the 7th. And Mr. Ramos, 7th is good with you?
Yes.
Thank you. And I don't know if anybody's ever seen the Mosquito District that goes on and has formal meetings and nobody's ever in the audience. Uh-uh. Look it up on YouTube. That's how I feel right now. So that closes item number 4. I did item number 6. I'll open it up to directors' comments, suggestions. Director Pohl?
No comments.
Director Booth?
I suggest we terminate the meeting.
I think we're going to get right to that. Director Butler?
No, I have nothing.
Janko?
No comments.
I make a motion to adjourn. Second, please.
Second.
I'm not even going to do a roll call. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, and it is 7 after 8.